Theorie, der Unglück von 38, weil in der Wabe ist geschehen, und in der Amor, Menschen, die schieden auch in der Seele ist, der Tina won. Der Tina won ist straight. And he says, we walk in Epsis Merube, then we can be machshir. We can be machshir, nicht aber nicht. But not nicht aber tacht, weiß ich. We walk in Epsis Merube, der Amo ist only machshir, nicht aber nicht. But not nicht aber tacht. Hamei achat mich in ihr kaff liat mimen, oi ismoich, wa akrum kayem tscheru, wie nicht bach kamayim oi kideinag, frei, wie nicht so mayim sich akrum, wie nechsa ma hameach tischir amayim, im hameach makif amayim sovi, so in die Bullen klau afu in krum tscheru. It's only when the water touches the membrane, so then it's considered miskalkel, Hakrum, regardless if the water is coming, but if there is a meyach that encircles it, if the brain encircles the mind, so then the krum is not considered miskalkel. A meyach makam ha'esos minukum klav with krum sheyom, ma pray for. Ho adin wo yamayim, noch misir shalfu. A sec, pirish kein istanom. Shimoy ha'muyach makif ha'shloysu minukum klav with krum sheyom. So why is it a trade-for? Because if the meyach does not encircle it, and so the water is constantly coming in the membrane, so it's considered that it is kalklakum. The chayim v'shalchuf is v'nachas v'nachrum v'agudeh v'zreim. Hoyo sokot, im hoyo v'chuse de meyach hoy, chayim. If there is a suffix. Now there is, in other words, there is my. There is my. But there is a suffix as to whether the Chaya Abeimo, it was encircled by the Neah or not. So it's very bad because Sveike, because it's Sveike the rice. Al ken yeshu yizoya, ki shepeish chines harish, she yifatchu biderech, she yuchal yireis. Im Ameach Maki, im Yitzu Shomayim Rodi. Und mit Kolbo kein Zohar Chuyf, die Kachase, die Samchina Naru. So what does it mean when he says, when he says, Hoyo Sofi Kim Hoyo Mechuse de Meach Rodi? So he says, I'll call it, so the Shach explains it. Kleimar, the poscho reish kedim shiyodo areyese, vakroi ad shelo falsofik im ameach makif amayim, or ashal chufes trey. So, if the sofik occurred, so then it's trey. Mashayim kein chatchile, when you open up the head of the behime, you don't have to be chenshish, maybe you'll find mayim, some mele that there'll be sofik, was the meach makif the mayim, so maybe it's all right if you go with that mayim, or the meyach was not makif the mayim. And we come back in the middle of the day, and something like that. We yoke the hashlich, or rei, shol im ochel, and if you hope him, below you see. In other words, only if we do see there is mayim. So then there is a sofik as to whether the meyach was makif or not. But if we don't see, we don't get the chayish for that. אם נמצא תלעד בתחום המח, והמח קיים, ואין בתחום התחתן רשת, ולא אין קר אדם, קשיו, קשיו. ויש בשאים העיר, שאינו נפקים בבדיקה, אני נמדור, that seems to be very simple. בדיקה, in other words, to take notice as to whether there is a רשת or קר אדם, on the inner member. But we don't have any expertise in that, so we couldn't even take notice of that. Avo in Nimtso Chutzli Deiro, so in other words, in Nimtso Tilaas, Chumameyashan Yirik, what all we have to do is to test it, to inspect and make sure that there is no reshem and there is no droplet of blood. But since we are not keen, so we cannot rely on our testing. So the Meila, if it lasts, is found in the Kumameach, in the outer membrane of the Meach, by the worm, so it's great. But that's only if we find it in the upper membrane. Not inside the cranium, in the nose, because we don't have the chenchish, maybe this worm, so reach the chaya beimo, the meyach of the day. Etzem sham, meyach muna of the seyche, yesh bechol god of the bikavet, kumendeo, the cranium, the yesh al piyok la pratavo, the base pulling, the whole machine ma meyach of the chaya of the pulling, after the two beam-like structures, Bapur Mechwal in Kimea. And he was even Mash, Shabbei Leir, meeting Yehud Hashem. Yehud Hashem Reh, Hayim, Yitzim, Nameyach, Minim, Sharabdei, Kol Hashem. עד סייף הזאת, ונפסק ערי של החול שהמי אביסי חייקו ליהו ביתרי אבות מי שקורא המי החקאי, in other words, you see, when we had מייח in the previous סימן, it has reference to the brain. When מייח is used in this סימן, it has reference to the marrow. Because in the חוד השדרה, so we have marrow. Aber in Nifzak, we all came, or in Nifzak, we all came, the pocket in the rave kosh, Aber in Nifzak kol HaMeach, Aber in Nifzakal kelu, HaMeach Nizeh Hachu, Ad Shemimach Nishpach Kamayi, Vihilo Hoyo Achut Noku, Hoy Yeitzi Lelimis Nifzakachir, Ad Shemimo Hoyo Mamidi Biyode, Hoy Amad Shemimeno Hut Biyode Nizeh, Hoy Yochel Ha'amu Nifrei. So that was the Gemara says, that he became so close that when you put it, so when you hold it down in the hand, so it broke your grip, so it cannot stand, it cannot be kept raised, and it falls down, so that's a raya, that the marrow became softened, like mine. So it's great. Aber es kann gar mehr mit Rachel, das ist mein Rachel, noch aber ich will es fragen, also man will ja mal zu noch die Jöde sehen, weil ich auch lang im Reich. Und dann die Gemorre says, that the other, on the other hand, if it cannot be kept in the raised position because of its unusual heaviness, it's also, in other words, it doesn't make any difference. Why it's incapable of keeping its position, raised position? Whether because it was softened or because the chut is obicoping. But the net result is the mamid is in yochel ha'amid, machmas, let it be machmas reidei, so it fails. Avo in lechza, tzas v'nameach, v'nitzreikei, kosher. Now, who trained the nation of the achut, who at parsha ashmizit, פירוש כשמגיע החוד עד המרחיים, מספציו פיצו אחד לצד מי, ואחד לצד מי, ואמצו עושי, ירד הטרימטו כנגד הזונות. ולאחר שירד תגימו את בוי, מספציו מספציו, אוי גובי פיצו, אחד למי ואחד לצמי. וכן יהב לכם, עד שיחד, בכל מוקים שיפסק, עד פיצו להגימו, פרי, ושום ואילה שיר, ניצא כנגד הוא והפיצו סופר שהגימו כל דברש במירה של ישראל כל מיני שמעתם שדרש בסדר ויש פשטיר איזה רב וניצגו היה כל מיני חוטי הפיצו עם הפשעים ושמי ישראל אבל ניצגו חוטי פיצו הגימו ש now that is good the more you went over I think at a time very tall of the pshot עד היכון חוד השם, זאת אומרת, דפתם היום את בית, עד היכון חוד השם. אנחנו היום עוד בי, זה סיקס ליין פמדם הזאת. אומר רבי יהודה מר שמואל עד בין הפרש. Now, according to Rashi mentions two extra pshat which he rejects both. But Rashi's own pshat, and this is pshat of most Rishayim, and this is the overwhelming majority of Rishayim. Explain it according to Rashi. So, let's say, if this is the Chud Hashem, now I start here because this is really where the thoracic area starts. Above that, so Alta Din, because it is so it's subject to other beings, so it's Nikuba Dimash, but where the thoracic area starts. So now you have the thoracic area, and then you have the lumbar area, and then you have the sacral area, and then you have the procedural area. It's procedural area that's at the very bottom, near the tail, near the area, the zona. So now there are a number of nerves that emanate, that stem out from the chut hashev on both sides. Now, but in the old days they are in the thoracic area, they are 13 nerves stemming out in the thoracic area, and then 6 nerves stem out in the lumbar area, and then 5 nerves stem out in the sacral area, and then 5 in the costigial area. But except for three nerves that stem out in the sacral area, there are 5 nerves in the sacral area. But 3 nerves that stem out on both sides. So this is the big lines. That's the three nerves that stem out on the right and on the left. And then I put small lines to indicate the 2 other nerves that stem out, which are concealed and hidden the muscles. Now, all the 6 nerves here have small lines. Why? To indicate the nerves that are not visible to the eye, because they are concealed and hidden by the muscles. But they are 3. So you have in the thoracic area, you have 30 nerves on both sides stemming out, but you couldn't see it because it's hidden by the muscles. Now, then you have, so you couldn't see the 13 thoracic nerves because they are hidden by the muscles, and you couldn't see the 6 lumbar nerves because they're also hidden by the muscles. And you have 5 sacral nerves, So three of them you could see, and the other two, so I signify by small eyes. Now, so according to Rashi and most Rishayim, Omer Adecho Chudashetre Omer Adilu Mashuel Adbeina Parshis. What is Adbeina Parshis? That means, so Rashi says, Adbeina Parshis, Ad, so Adecho Chudashetre Adecho Kirchishol Chud, Liz Behemot Trefo, Vipsikose Yachud Yitzim Ramea, Behelich Hopnei Kol Hashetre, Vualde, Atzei Vazon, Adbeina Parshis, Admokim Shul Mispare Shul Mispatzel Pitzur, that's the nerves that come out. That's the pitzul. Kineged ayir chayim. So that's in the sacral area. That's kineged ayir chayim. Kineged ayir chayim. Hu maschu ipotze. V'yeitze yirei sheachot v'yerach zu v'yachot v'zu. V'emtzoi yirei lizono. U'limato meise ha-pitzulim kineged shtei etzboeis hu chezer mispatzer oib l'gimu. U'mato mehem oib mispatzer. וכן בהבה מכניס, עד סייבה, ונפסק נמח, ועד בין הפרשס הלולו, כל מוקים שנפסק, שומרו בהתריב, ולמדם בין הפרשס נפסק, ואותו ששכחי, והירחי מעמיד נשת רוסי ונמי סביקה. So if, בחוד השדר, the spinal column, will be נפסק will be severed, ברובי, up to here, from here, that's the beginning of the thoracic area. Up to here, so then it certainly treated if the spinal column will be nipsak berube. Now, bein aparshes, so ad bein aparshes, so so Omar Rabbi Vayitzak boy will make the chazoya. Also, the coming of Yule. Omar Lein, lech v'limar bein aparshes. Show me the bein aparshes. Heich, Omale, Zil Eiselik Di, Beachtelot, Eiselik Di, Di Shmeino. So he brought in a very fat kid, goat. Omale, Bliye Tvei, Velo Yediye. So in other words, so in a fat goat, so even the sacral nerves, which normally they are visible, but in a fat goat, they will not be visible. Omalei, Eiseli Kochus, the very lean goat. Omalei, Blitten Tvei, so it protrudes too much. So in other words, not only you couldn't see because if it's a lean, very thin goat, you'll be able to see not only the three nerves that are usually visible, but even the two other nerves, you see. So Mamela, I couldn't demonstrate. Omalei, Toad Mechol Gemor, Hochamashmuel. עד אחס טריפו, שלישי סקשירו, שניו אין ידיה. Now, so that means, from here up to here, so certainly טריפו. If the chut is nifzak, or from here till here, so it's certainly טריפו. שלישי סקשירו, let's say, beyond here, so it's קשירו, because if the chut השפרה is intact, up to here, so then the hips are already given already enough support. And so as long as this whole portion of the spinal column, it's not severed, even though it's severed over here, it doesn't matter because it's already supported by the hips. Now, goy rabone, brein rab Yeshua, adri adrichal. In other words, so here, so the Beina Parshis means from here to here is Beina Parshis. From here to here is Beina Parshis. So when we say Ad Achas Treifo, so does it mean Ad V'Ad Bichlal, that it's Treifo up to here, or Ad V'Lo Yad Bichlal? So it's treifo up to here. And then from here to here, if it's nifzak, it will be sofik, it will be in the yedea. If we say ad bichlal, then it's vadai treifo up to here. If we say And then from here to here it will be something. But if we say at the royal bechlau, so what I pray for it will be up to here. And from here to here it will only be in Eden. So at the bechlau or Dilma at the royal bechlau. Where you have talked. אם תמצאו עם הרב ולויה בכלל, פי פר שמה הוא, פי פר שקורית רשי, first shot, that's the shot of most השני, פי פר שמינס, ממש, where the nerves, where the sacral nerves stem out. Suppose it will be ממש, בניפסק ברובי over here. Where it stems out? At the root. So that's called פי פר. So if we say, it is like he's asking, he's having reference to the first Piparsha. So mainly he couldn't ask if we assume that Advi Advichlau, because if Advi Advichlau, so even if it will be Nipzak here, so it will be treif for Bivada. Allah has come with Hamo here. So if we say Ad, so it's treif v'vaday only up to here. So the question is, at this point, is it considered treif v'vaday or only sofik because of any idea? All right, then the Gemara says, that's boyer afal. Nintim zolein, adrei abichlau, pi parashim, boyer avyam. Down we have a five really. Nintim zolein, adrei abichlau, so then we don't have to ask about if it was nifzak, the spinal cord was nifzak here, because up to here, the spinal cord is nifzak up to here, so it's treifel vaday. But we can ask you this shaila, parshatzmo, that means the nerve itself. The nerve itself, suppose the nerve itself here, would be nifzak, would be severed. Would it be treif or not? So, we have been saying that the chlau parsha has come out. Tosh, a parsha kibin kibos, or my last parsha rishenu rishiyo, lo yishlishis. All right. Now, beif, Rabbi Yana Eimei, or matam nakapayim, in the vow, up to what point in the chut ha-shedre, is it treif or if it's nifzak yerubei? So, there's another girl saying, the Rif and the Rosh are reversing. Rabbi Yana Eimeir, Ad Bei Hagapayim, and Rishlokish Eimeir, the Matam Nagapayim. But one says up to the lower extremity of the wings, and one says up to the point where the wing starts. So if the Hudashetre, Kilenov, is Nifsa, up to the point, either up to the point where the wing starts, or up to the point the lower extremity of the wing where it ends, so then it's right. All right, now, so this is the main pshat of most Rishayim. Then Rashi mentions another pshat, and Rashi mentions the pshat of Goyim, and when we went over the Gemara, so it was mentioned that the Rambam's, that many say that the Rambam's pshat is the pshat of the Goyim. But the main pshat is the pshat of Rashi. Now, let's see. Utreif eze, now in the Torah. Utreif eze, shel achut hu ad parsha shlishis. Perush, kishmagia achut ad ayrechai, the sacral area, that's the sacral area, mispatze. So then, nerves stem out, visible nerves, because you have nerves stemming out all the time, in the whole area, but visible nerves. Mispatzel, pitzu echol etzad min, vechol etzad zmeil, v'yemtzeose yeirei ad lemato, kineged azon, ula'acha sheyeirei, Kigimu etz boys, mispatzel oibu beis pitzuri. Echot we mean, echot we smay. In other words, there is a distance of Gimlet's voice between the visible nerves, the upper visible nerves and the lower visible nerves. The third sacral nerves, where the third sacral nerves stem out, so umishom veilach sheil v'nifsa kineged ubei hapitzu shel parsho hagimul shel parsho hagimul kineged ubei hapitzu. So in other words, pi parsho, that's according to Rashi and most Rishonim, that's the pshat, that's the abaye of Rachpope, pi parsho. So we pass lechumre. So that means lechumre that adri ad bechlal. So, but the question is, so memelein we have to pass lechumre. We have to pass lechumre that. So since we pass lechumre now. So since we pass lechumre. So we have to pass from the Chumre that if it's Nifsak Behube up to here, up to the second sacral nerve, the second pair of sacral nerves that stem out. So if the Chudashetre is Nifsak Behube, so it's straight. Now, then, and we also have to pass from the Chumre. We have to pass the Chumre. Suppose it is Nifsak at the P partial here. You see, here you have the first pair of sacral nerves. I call it pair. Actually, there are three nerves, but one nerve goes down, extends over the spinal cord itself, but two stem out at an angle to the spinal cord. So I call it pair. So in other words, so you pass the Chumre, first of all, that if let's say, if we say ad ve'ad bechlal, so then, if it is seven berube in the first bina parshis, so it's straight for Vadai, and then in the second Bina Parshis, so it's straight for Misofik. But, and suppose it is Nifsak Berube at the second Pia Parsh, so it's also straight, because the Chumre. But how about at the third Pia Parsh? So, and then there is a machlekes between the Rajbo and the Ram. So he says, ואם נפסק כנגד דובי הפיצל של פרשה הגימו. The third פי הפרשה, so then, כל סוף הרשבה יירה שהוא טריפו, ויהי שמכיר. Now, there is another rabbi. פרשה עצמו, what is פרשה עצמו? I mean the nerve itself. ואם נפסיקו אחד מבי זכותי הפיצוליים או רישיינים ושניים טריפו לחומרי, אבל נפסיקו חותי פיצול הגימו כשירו, because that's מבואר מגמורי, because מגמורי wanted to be patient. תושמה, הפר שתראים כבוסו, מי לך פר שרישיינו ושניו? וכולי, לא יש לישיס. So in other words, we can say לחומרי, but when it says תראים כבוסו, there's the third, the nerves in the third visible sacral nerves. So it's more of a freshness. So even if we are patient with Chumre, but if the nerves of the third sacral nerves, so then it certainly changed. So that's what he says. Avol nifziku chute pitz la'agim u'ksheho uveiv hutreifes achud ad bein agapayim. Haskolas amokim shemchuborim boi bigum. Now he says, Hasholes Amokim Shemuchbor Bilibo. Now it's a machloket between Rabbi Yanai and Rish Lakish. So Rabbi Yanai is the one who says, we matam nakabai up to the lower extremity of the wings, and Rish Lakish says, up to the point. In other words, if the chut hashedra is nifzak in the nail, up to the point where the wings begin, so it's trayim. So who is more machmir? According to our Gersa, so Rabbi Yanai is more machmir, and Rish Lakish is maker. But then the Rif and the Rosh, they reverse it. Rabbi Yanai eimeir ad beni agapai, and Rish Lakish. Up to the point where the wing begins, and Rish Lakish says, Adrimatum Nagapai, and Rish Lakish is the Mach. Now Teisve says a sofik. Rimatum Nagapai usually is topic. In Rimatum Kim Chiburum Biguf Koma, in Rimatum Kim Shesheikh Feisawein. Dain Rimato, Misev Etzem Shel Knaf Amchuba Biguf. That's in law. Now, so there is a machlekes. How we pass? Whether we pass in limato, minkim agapayim, or not limato, but adbin agapayim. Now, so it doesn't. So according to one girse, if Rish Lakish is the machmir and Rabbi Yanai the maker, according to other girse, it's vice versa. But anyway, so it doesn't make any difference. The shaila is how do we pass? It's not important to know whether we pass like Rabbi Yanai or Rish Lakish. It's important to know whether we pass lechumre, that up to the point where the wing, the lower extremity of the wings, or up to the point where the wings begin. Bichibuon begun. So we have a machlek al reshen. Uvei futrei vesachut ad bin akapai. Hascholes Hamokim shem chaborim bebigu. Shem chaborim bebigu. Ve'arashbo kosav ad mikayim kleis chaborim bebigu. Veloy nir. So in other words, the two paschas like the Rosh, like the Mandoma, that have been a kapayim, now the Rosh is the gears of the leaf. So Rabbi Yanai is the one who says, ad ben a kapayim, Ad ben akapayim, and Rish Lakish is one who says limatam akapayim. So even though it's a machlekes nedraise, so if we don't know, so we should pass lechumre. But here, Rabbi Yanai is the Rebbe of Rabbi Yechon, and whenever Rabbi Yechon is chilek on Rish Lakish, the halacha is like Rabbi Yechon, except in three places. So certainly, this is what the Rosh says. If there is a machleket between Rabbi Yanai and Rish Lakish, since Rabbi Yanai is the machleket, is the Rebbe of Rabbi Yechonen, and it's aloha like Rabbi Yechonen, when Rabbi Yechonen is chelik on Rish Lakish. So certainly when Rabbi Yanai is chelik on Rish Lakish, so who is the Rebbe of Rabbi Yechonen, it should be that aloha should be like Rabbi Yanai. So even though, according to the Rosh Girse, Rish Lakish is the Machmir, because the Rosh does not have the same Girsa that we have. So we don't say Sveki the Reis of the Chumre, because Rabbi Yanai, who is the Rebbe of Rabbi Yechonen, is the Maker. So the Mele, we pass like Rabbi Yanai, and Rabbi Yanai says, Ad Ben Agapai. But the Rashbo says, that it's still the Rashba says that we have to pass lechumre, and according to the Rashba it doesn't make any difference how we are geres. The Rashba can be geres our girse. So if the Rashba is geres our girse, that Rabbi Yanai says l'matim l'adapani, then it doesn't even require an explanation why he passes like Rabbi Yanai, because Rabbi Yanai was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yechonen. But the Rashba says, no, even if we are geres like the Girsa Sarvi, that Rabbi Yanai is the one who says, Ad bin Agapali. And Rish Lakish is the one who says, Rimatam in Agapali. Rimatam in Agapali. So we still have to pass away from there. In other words, we cannot say, since there is a cloud, that whenever there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, so the aloha is like Rabbi Yechon in general, except in three places. So the name of that means that certainly when the machlekes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yanai is the Rebbe, there is no such cloud. Anyway, there is a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rashi. The Roy Nir. So in other words, he agrees with the two that the aloha is like Rabbi Yanai, who is Mekil, that it's only treife up to the point where the Hasholas are mocking, where the wing is Mechuba Lubu. Alright. Vi Neko, Kul Yachas, Meachut, Afu Lemato, Meachsolim, below the loins, Sheim Sham Sloins, treife. Behemo, in other words, if the Chulia that we learned in the Nunes, in the Gemara Daf Nun, so there is one Mandoma who says that even Chulia Achas was Nekro, so it's Treifo. So not only where it's Nekro, the place where the R lives, but even below, the loins, where there are no ribs anymore. So if the vertebra was Nekro, so it's Treifo. Behemosh Iqueis Ola Shedro, Bimakel, the Ola Hamakel, we learned that in Gemore, Ola Hamakel, Nikolir Hashedro, Xeo, we Hashino Shemonim Sakahi, Bimuigia Makel, Nikola Shedro, Shoishiage Bimakel, Xorim, there are many nuts and bulges, that bulge out, Hishishi, Shareisha Makel, Bimokim Shukolo, Hiko Bimakel Kea. It's great and even, so then we do not have to be chishish that it broke the chudashetre. Mashiach in the makel has edges, uneven edges, nuts, all kinds of protrusions that come out, so then it's very likely that as the makel hit the behemoth over the shetre, so it broke the shetre, it severed the chut ha-shetre. V'chim imok makshon, v'chim imiko mericham ha-shetre, v'chim shishin shemonim tzakachut. Now, then, that we also learn in Gemara, behemoth shigereres ragleo, if a behemoth drags its foot, in chim shishin shemonim tzakachut ha-shetre shalom, shenu teilen eise bishakon, in other words, dragging the food might be a result of sciatica. So those people who suffer from sciatica, they drag it. But it might be a result of a severed chut ha-shedre. So if we see that the behemoth was yereres ragleo, that's the gemore. So one wanted to be matrified. So it's the gemore. Eime sakune talo. So in other words, we don't have to be chayishish. In other words, because mostly dragging the foot is symptomatic of sciatica, not of a broken spinal cord, not of his elbow. So maybe we don't have to chesed. Shem teiru ino yisov bishakreino, peiru shkei vayerchai, because of harashbo, bamedro amabulim shol ineida shenoflo, avul ineida shenoflo, chei shishi, שמוי מפילוסו נפסק חוד השטרה הוא קף לברס רגלו שפסיקה חוד השטרה ומוצא מפילוסו. But suppose the behemoth fell off a certain height and then the behemoth was able to walk, but always dragging, since its fall from the height it kept on dragging the foot. So since it happened we observed that this dragging of the foot coincided with the fall, so maybe that's a reason, and that establishes a suffix, maybe the spinal cord broke. What's that? Alright. Shepsikas chut ha-shedre motzo in the philosophy. Now, the mechaber. Chut ha-shedre shenipsak reifek reif hekev reir achiv ist ein Meer Träger. Aber ein bisschen ein Meer kalt. Wenn man nicht sagt, aber ein bisschen nicht sagt, ein Meer zu befinden, dann der Meer kostet. Nicht, dass ein Meer auch kein Schäl. Wir können nicht mehr ein Schädel, aber ein Meer kalt. Und ich bin ein Meer kalt. Da wird kein Quatsch, der Meer, inside, das Meer kalt. Wie ist nicht, die Stadt zu schenken. Heu weire kayom, as long as the eye of the skin is of the chuta shetre is intact, harizu mutarik. Humrach hameyach, suppose it became liquefied to such an extent that it spills like water, v'nish bakamayi, oi kideinak, shenomeis, ad shenimtza achut kisharamine miyode, hoi amad shechut miyode sheyche, ולא יוכל עמי טרייב, וכן אף אופי שלא נשרח למותנים, דאבל כמור אולססס, it doesn't make any difference whether it became so soft that it couldn't be kept raised, or it's hard and heavy, and because of that, it couldn't be kept raised because of its heaviness and its weight, it couldn't be kept raised. וכן אף אופי שלא נשרח למותנים, אלא שלא קובי, in my midnight in your love in the grave is also there. We learn that. Nech sag zas me ameach in Israike, koshin. Treibe se shal chud ha-shedre hu ad pi parche shlishis. The third secular, visible secular. Ve ad bichlau, vi nifzi ko echot mishnei chuti ha-pitzum im rishen im mishni im treibo, avu vi nifzi ko chuti pitzu ha-shlishi, kshero, uvei hu treibe sa chud ad bin agapayim. הסחולס עמוקי שהם מחוברים בביגוף. הסחולס עמוקי, in other words, that's the sheet of the ראש. ויש מטריפים בין עד מכן קלייס, שכיב עשו עצם המחובר לגוף. והוכנוי אם לא יבהפסק לרובי. Now, when we went over the Gemara, I discussed the two machines that Rashi mentions. And there is the two Rishenes that Rashi mentions. So there is one Pshat in Rashi that the Beina Parshas, the Beina Parshas have reference to the Tzloys in the Kosidro area, because according to Rashi, so it's in the Seikol area. And then Rashi mentions a Pshat which Rashi rejects, that the Parshas and the Beina Parshas have reference to the Kosidro area. That's Dalia, in the cathedral area, in the cathedral, in other words, according to the Pshat, we have a Chumre, because according to Rashi's Pshat, and the Pshat of most Rishonim, so the Parshas and the Beina Parsha relate to the sacred area, and so that means if the Chut HaShedre becomes Nipsat in the cathedral area, near the tail, then goes without saying that it's Kshel. But according to the Pshat that Rashi mentions, so the Beina Parshas have reference to the Tzloes in the Kosidro area, in the Aliyah area, and the Parsha is the Boso that is between one Tzela and the other Tzela. And then Rashi mentions the Pshat with Pigoyen, which according to Lachem Mishneh, that the Shit is a Rambam, and that it is a reference to the three bones beneath the shetre, beneath the spine. I mean, I don't want to go over it again because we spent a lot of time at that time, but you are expected to know, I mean, the other two pshot in the Trashy Nations. All right. ואימו שהיא כוי של השטרו במקיר, ויהולך המקיר יקורא ערך השטרו, כשיר. תצל גמורת, תחנו נעלה. ולא יחשינו שמה נפסק החוט. אם יש במקיר קשורים, but if you have many bulgings, many nuts, it's not even חי שישי מלכים הקשור. וחי, maybe this fracture the spinal cord. Several times. וחי אם לא הגיע המקיר נקרא השטרו. חי שישי. שרי שהמקר הוא מוקים שהוא קולו, מקר ביקח, וכן אם יקרו ריחה מהשפחה, חי שישים שמלים פסקת חול. והימו שגרר אסחק לאו, in 50 שמונים שקחות, אלא אמרינו שגרונה, סייאטיקה, וולקי ורגועי נוקר, ויועדים בי נמדינה, הוכן, ועמד לו ממורים כשלו נדע שנוקפו, אבל נדע שנוקפו חשש, נאו, סופו תמאו, we should be prepared, סימל אמרינו, we learned all the Gemara, and the Alvisma. So, I mean, so similar with Gimel should be prepared, should go prepare, similar with Gimel, similar with Dalet, and the two only each other. Mika lechti atach in Kosh. That's a Mishi. Refresh. Because Vagayim, Vuhu, Shecheilu, Leich, Leich, Yoi, Saudi, Ambroi, Valot, Vala, Vochet, Reim. It all depends. If it, when do we say into a katach in Scotia, if it's possible to feed the vein. So if the lechia tachti, the lower jaw was removed, so then the vein wouldn't be able to eat by itself. But it might be possible to feed the vein by pushing the food down to Amboye and Alote. So Hamroye and Alote, so Hamroye means when you push the food down the Bisabriye up to a point that the behemoth couldn't push it back. And Hamroye means to a point that you could, she could push it back. In other words, so what it means, that lechi atachtim is only kosher if it is possible for the behemoth to eat by feeding, even though the behemoth by itself will not be able to eat, but if it is possible through human intervention to feed the behemoth by pushing it down into the bisabriye, so then little lechi atachtim is kosher. But suppose the behemoth is in such a condition that because of the removal of the lechi atachtim, it's impossible for the behemoth to eat even through artificial feeding. So that is fair. Who sheyachil lahachis al di amroye baloti holavoche trei holavoche trei. Sometimes the patient is so sick that he cannot eat. And then you have to push it too, down, through the mouth. And then the food is dropped through the tube. So that's also like